Hope in Hell by Jonathan Porritt. The one-sentence summary. If we confront the climate crisis, we can save the Earth as long as we act now. Note, this book was written in 2020, after the first Trump administration was in power, but before the second one was voted in. What the book says. It's not too late, but not for long. While we're close to passing the point of no return, there are still compelling reasons to remain hopeful. All the solutions we need to address today's climate emergency already exist. What's lacking is political will, and the solution to that is also in our own hands. Climate change is the defining issue of our time, and by far the gravest challenge humankind has ever faced, including the COVID-19 pandemic. We need an unprecedented sense of urgency, courage, and shared endeavour. We still have time to do what needs to be done, but only if we move now and together. New technology, innovation, the mobilisation of young people, and a sense of solidarity as older citizens begin to understand their own obligation to secure a safer world for younger generations. In the tragedy of the horizon, COVID-19 posed such an immediate and unignorable threat that it generated comprehensive and sometimes draconian interventions from governments. By contrast, the climate emergency is still seen by most people as a challenge for tomorrow. We need to seek solutions in three areas. 1. Radical decarbonisation of the economy through technology, stopping CO2 and other greenhouse gases getting into the atmosphere. 2. Radical recarbonisation of the natural world through ecology, taking CO2 back out of the atmosphere. And 3. Radical political disruption through civil disobedience. Climate change has never been, quote, an environmental issue. It only got put in that box because environmental scientists and campaigners were the first to raise the alarm back in the 1980s. In fact, it is a civilization issue, going right to the heart of today's growth-obsessed economy, challenging our very understanding of what we mean by progress. Buckminster Fuller said, "Nature is a totally efficient system. If we discover the laws that govern the system and live synergistically within them, sustainability will follow and humankind will be a success." With regard to the time/just-in-time debate, there are three shades of opinion. 1. It's already too late, full stop. 2. It may be too late, unless. And 3. It's definitely not too late. There certainly are things we can't get back, including pre-industrial levels of CO2 and massive climate-induced disruption over the next few decades. But if there were fast action this decade, then we could do it.